The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
.com.
.com.
I don't want to do it. Okay. I can't.
That's okay. Just relax. Just think about the theme of the show and what we discussed at the start. No pressure. Take your time.
Welcome to the Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
Challenging you to increase your confidence and self-esteem.
Introducing your host, James Blundell.
Using everyday life to help you increase your confidence and your self-esteem. And really just realise that you're allowed to have strong opinions on something in one direction, or have the exact opposite, or just be somewhere so in between that you don't really worth taking up space in your brain to consider. And I'm going to be a bit controversial, for those people who know me, because it's going to be in relation to football, or what the Americans call soccer. And it's something that I'm passionate about. I like watching. I try and watch a couple of games on the TV every week. The best team, the greatest team the world has ever seen, is my team, the best team in the world, Bristol City. Never made it to the top tier. Never, most people in the world would not have a clue who they are. Ironically, I was in Abu Dhabi probably 10 or 15 years ago. And this guy said, "Oh, where are you from?" I said, "Oh, the UK." He said, "Oh, Bristol City," he said, straight away. And I said, "What, you know them?" And it turns out that his son had been on some exchange program in the UK. I ended up in Bristol, and they'd given him a Bristol City shirt. And that's all he knew about the UK, the fact that they had a football team in Bristol called Bristol City. Anyway, many years of misery watching Bristol City. Never a few glory moments, won the odd trophy here and there. But anyway, I digress. So, by the way, the other thing is I'm in a supermarket car park with one of my twin boys. So at any moment, I may have to just talk to him. So apologies. Right, where's this going? Football, even if you're not into football, bear with. It's not about football. It's not about soccer. It's about the principle about it's something that I'm quite into. And it's something that I have opinions on when it comes to the teams and the tactics used and the players. And for those of you who don't know, the World Cup, for the first time ever, is going to be in the, what is the Northern Hemisphere's winter. It's going to be held in late November and December. And that's never happened before. It's always happened over the summer. Months of the world, it normally happens in sort of June, July, August time. And yeah, it's happening in Qatar, and it's going to be in November and December because they need the cooler temperatures because of the extreme heat during the day. And it's also never been held in a place like this. And there's a lot of sort of controversy that one, it's been awarded to a country, maybe the people who awarded it were sort of bribed and given lots of money to agree to host it to Qatar, and also there's a lot of issues with things like the human rights, whether it comes down to just sort of slave labor and how they look after their employees who have been building the stadiums and the villages and the hotels, and also just things along the lines of the LGBT community of, you know, it's been frowned upon in that country that same-sex relationships, alone marriage, is not even frowned upon. It's forbidden. It's against the law. And therefore, there's a lot of people, a lot of conversation going on at the moment, because it's like a month away, about, you know, should it have been there? And, you know, people should be boycotting it, and et cetera, et cetera. And I've just heard something on the radio that actually said, well, maybe now's the time not to be boycotting it. Now's the time to be going and doing what you want to do as a boycott at the time. Because, and I'm not advocating this, by the way, but, you know, if you are going to protest against a country's human rights record, or against the fact that it's in their law that there can't be, you know, gay marriages and all that type of thing, then actually to go to Qatar and show a banner in the stadium, saying your point of view, or kissing in the street in public, making sure it gets lots of media attention, then actually you are, that surely would be a good thing to do, to draw, to you know, to highlight it to the world, how far behind the rest of the world somewhere like Qatar is. So that's the background, and this is my opinion on it. From a confidence and self-esteem point of view, I love the game, as I said. I love watching football. I love, you know, I look at Twitter most days at sort of various news that's happening. I follow the teams, I follow the transfers, I follow the managers, I follow the tactics on the pitch, I look at the scores most days. But even I believe that, you know, football's a very small section of our community. And a lot of people would say, you know, well, it's quite a big one. Well, is it really in the world? Because this is what we're talking about, a World Cup in another country. Aren't we a bit... Oh, that was a big yawn. I don't know if you heard that. Maybe he's bored of this episode. And apologies if he's not the only one. I will get to my point. Like, in it, I just find it a bit patronizing? No, that's not the word. A bit condescending that, you know, because I love this particular sport so much, I should now have the ability to turn up in a random country and somehow enforce my values, because that's what they are. You know, no matter what we think of their human rights or their legal, or their laws and their legal issues, it's still my opinion on what's right and what's not. And do I really have the right to go to another country and just now voice my opinion and not expect to have to deal with the consequences? Because a lot of people would say, yes, you have the, you should have the opinion, the right to go and voice your opinion. Yeah, in certain countries, yeah. But actually other people would say it's good that in, you know, a country like Qatar, they have very strict traditional values, because that also carries its own set of merits. I mean, you know, where do we go with this? Who gives me the right? Who gives any person who's supporting football or soccer the right to now enforce their values on that of another country? And then the argument would be, yeah, but Qatar agreed to have it in that country, so they agree to, you know, be accepting of football values, or what, really? Is that, you know, is football bigger than a nation? I really don't think so. And from a confidence and self-esteem point of view, that to me puts me right smack bang in the middle. Because yes, I have an opinion that we, you know, football is a great game and, you know, we should be sharing that joy around the world. But I also have respect for the fact that every country deals with these sort of laws and bylaws and culture, has different cultures and deals with them differently. And therefore, I need to be tolerant of both. And therefore understand that it's okay for me, from a confidence and self-esteem point of view, to just sit on the fence and not be swayed one way or the other, or get into the scenario where I somehow feel that I have to shout louder than everyone else and protest and do because I believe in, yeah, maybe I should, but actually I should also be tolerant to the fact that others disagree or others have different opinions. And from a confidence and self-esteem point of view, it's just about understanding who you are and what your identity is and what you represent. As it is an equal way of saying, and also, these other things I don't really care too much about. I don't need, you know, by demonstrating who I am, I can also demonstrate who I'm not. And by demonstrating what I believe strongly in, I can also demonstrate what I don't care much about. So often when we're struggling with our confidence and self-esteem, we're trying to be this person. We're trying to be this thing because we're trying to be liked. We're trying to fit in with that around us. And it's okay if you don't. It's really okay. It's really okay just to say, do you know what? All these people seem to have this knowledge of this one particular thing. I don't really get it. It's okay. I hope that makes sense. There's my random blabberings for a Thursday morning in Cornwall, where we are this week on holiday. Hope that makes sense. Have a fantastic day. Goodbye.
Contact the show
by emailing james@theconfidenceandselfesteempodcast.com
or on Twitter @Blundell_James.